test system of laboratory protection presents Rudy Valley.
Your time is my time.
With Joan Davis, the seal test sportsman, and our special guest, Ransom Sherman.
There's no time, I'll do the singing here, and no one like you. Goddamn professional jealousy. Hi-ho, everybody. This is Rudy McValley welcoming you to another SEAL test program. Last week, President Roosevelt awarded, for the first time in our history, a Merchant Marine Distinguished Service Medal. It was given to an American seaman for heroism that will be an enduring inspiration to the United States Merchant Marine. Tonight, we give our salute to those brave men who are delivering the arms, ammunition, and food to our armies and our allies all over the world. Gentlemen, to the men of the Merchant Marine.
We carry guns to Singapore, new nations to Ceylon.
We carry meat for the boys to eat with MacArthur on the town. We sailed with planes to Liverpool and Leningrad with tanks. We made it through to Ireland, too, with a regiment of Yanks.
We burned our feet with the deck plate heat and froze them with the cold. For dodging subs in rusty tubs with Nyko in the hold.
No! And yet we'd never trade our berth for anything we've seen.
Let's stow our gear and raise a cheer. We're the men of the Merchant
Well, here we are in the Valley Seal Test Village Store, where proprietor Rudy Valley and clerk Joan Davis are greeting a stranger.
Is this the Valley Seal Test Store?
Yes, it is.
Well, I got a crate here for Rudy Valley. Which one of you is Valley?
Which one? I knew I shouldn't have gotten that permanent wave today.
Wait a minute. I'm not expecting a crate. Who sent it?
Look, bud. Mine not to reason why. Mine but to do or die. Tennyson.
Tennyson, we didn't order anything from him.
Just tell me where you want me to put this crate of beauty cream.
I didn't order any beauty cream.
It's marked for Rudy Valley.
I don't care. Take it out of here.
But there ain't no charge for it.
Oh, put it down any place, my good man. Say, that crate is pretty heavy. Give him a hand, Joan.
Okay, let's have it.
What's the matter? What's the matter? Is it too heavy for you, sister?
Oh, no. I always walk with my chin scraping the ground like this.
Hey, you're pretty strong, sister. And you know, you ain't a bad-looking tomato.
Well, thanks. You ain't a bad-looking head of cabbage yourself.
Look, how's about me giving you a ring tonight, and we'll go for a spin in my truck?
Well, of all the nerve, me go out with a strange man? That's a fine way to talk to a girl whose telephone number is Hollywood 8363.
Well, then I'll see you later, Toots. Farewell. Farewell. Parting is such sweet sorrow. Shakespeare.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Here's mud in your eye. Davis.
Joan, you ought to be ashamed of yourself encouraging strange men.
Rudy, if you just say the word, I'd never even look at another man. That is, if you promise not to look at another woman.
Very well. I'll promise not to look at another woman.
Really?
Yes, and you're the woman. Say, I wonder... He got a bigger laugh on that. I wonder who could have sent that beauty cream.
Well, I don't know, Rudy.
Uh-oh. Look who's coming. That pest of a salesman, Ransom Sherman.
So long, Rudy. I can't stand that guy.
Hello.
Goodbye.
Sherman, I thought I told you to stay out of my store. You're nothing but a pesky salesman.
Well, really, Rudy, that's really no way to talk to a relative.
Relative? What are you talking about?
Perhaps you don't know it, son, but my mother and your mother were mothers. Now, about my new line, did you receive the crate of Sherman's beauty cream I sent you?
Oh, so you're the one who sent it. Well, you can take it right back. I wouldn't handle any product with the name Sherman on it.
Careful what you say. Sherman is not a name to be bandied about and trifled with. Take the case of my uncle. In our family, his name was Respected. Uncle Respected, we called him. But outsiders called him something stronger. Something stronger, Sherman.
Something stronger, Sherman?
No, thanks. I never touch the stuff myself.
All right. What about this cream of yours? Is it any good?
Is it any good? Remember the old saying, it's an ill wind that blows. No? Good.
Never mind that. Just what is this beauty cream supposed to do for one?
Exactly. Now, one drop of my cream on a prune and presto, the wrinkles disappear.
You mean a drop of this cream would take the wrinkles off a woman's face?
No, it only seems to work on prunes.
Oh, fine. All I have to do is sell a bottle a day to a prune.
Did you call me Rudy?
Joan, you remember Rancid.
Sure. Hiya, Rancid.
Rancid?
Well, what are you doing back in town?
You. You can ask me that. You who have captured my heart. Why, I haven't been able to get you out of my mind. Every place I go, I see your face before me.
You do?
I gotta stop going to those places, too. But you've done something to me. Just look at me. Why, ever since I met you, I haven't been myself.
Well, whoever you are, you're getting a dirty deal.
Dear Miss Davis, I may not be handsome, but I'm considered the intellectual type.
The intellectual type?
Yes.
Oh, no, no. I think you're more on the, more on...
More on what?
That's all, just moron.
Enough of this woman, enough of. I'm leaving. I'll take my cream and my beauty contest elsewhere.
Beauty contest? What beauty contest?
Sally, the Sherman Beauty Cream Corp. Intends to run a beauty contest right here in your store.
Oh, you should have let me know sooner. I packed my bathing suit away.
Oh, not you, Valley. This contest is for beautiful women.
Beautiful women? That's right up my alley.
Yes, and that's where you should stay while the contest is on. Now, the lucky winner of this contest will have her picture on every bottle of Sherman Beauty Cream, not to mention the cash prizes.
What are the cash prizes?
I just told you not to mention them. And, Valley, after thinking it over very carelessly, I'm going to let you be the contest judge.
You mean I'll stand up there and let all those beautiful women pass before me?
Yes.
Dick, stop drooling.
After the contest, I'll throw a big party. It'll be wonderful. Milk, women, and song.
A good idea. Joan, you get the milk. I'll call a woman, and Rudy, you take care of the song.
Immediately. Georgie, 40, pudding and pie. He kissed the girls and made them all cry. At least that's what the storybooks say. But now, somehow, he's different today. Georgie Porgy's pudding and pie consists of vamps with two wicked eyes that make up his dish. I only wish that he would just get. Yep.
Georgie, Porgy, pudding and pie. He kissed the girls and made them all cry. At least that's what the storybooks say. But now somehow it's different today.
For a Georgie, Porgy, pudding and pie consists of vamps with two wicked eyes that make up his dish. I only wish that he would just
Well, back to business, Rudy. There's no applause. Are you sure you know enough about women to judge this contest?
I never
want to. Have you ever been
out
with a woman?
Are you kidding? Why, women fall all over themselves to go out with Rudy Valley.
Thank you, Joanne.
Yeah, he knows the clumsiest dames.
Joan?
Well, if you two lovebirds will excuse me, I'll go out and hang these contest posters all over town. As the saying goes, so do I. So long.
Well, come on, Joan. Back to work.
Oh, but Rudy, I want to know more about this beauty contest thing.
Right now, you're working for me, so concentrate on your job thing. That's the only way you'll ever get any place. Why, how did I become a success?
Oh, so you're beginning to wonder, too?
Yeah. Hello, Rudy. Hiya, Joan.
Well, hello, John.
Just stopped in to see how the Seal Test ice cream raspberry tarts were selling.
Glad you did, Henry. We'll need another dozen cartons. They're selling even faster than they did last year.
Well, I think I can explain that, Rudy. You see, the government campaign for better nutrition has made housewives realize that every dish they serve must contribute its full share of nourishment. And ice cream red raspberry tarts, the Seal Test food treat for October, contribute their share of food value.
I guess that's right.
The ice cream in them certainly contains the same vitamins, minerals, and proteins that are found in pure cream and milk, ain't it?
Right. And there's that good vitamin A in those whipped cream decorations.
But hey, that leaves me with the raspberries.
Well, those sun-ripened red raspberries contribute their share too, Joan. Yes, here's a treat that's right in step with the times. Delicious, inexpensive, easy to serve for busy housewives, and above all, highly nutritious. Ask for Seal Test Ice Cream Red Raspberry Tarts wherever Seal Test Ice Cream is sold. There are four tarts in each carton, all ready to lift out and serve. Or, when eating out, order individual ice cream red raspberry tarts at restaurants and fountains. Remember, ice cream is America's favorite dairy food. A single serving of ice cream can help make the difference between an adequate and an inadequate diet. Well, the whole town is talking about Ransom Sherman's Great Beauty Contest to be held in Valley's... Well, the whole town is talking about Ransom Sherman's Great Beauty Contest to be held in Valley's Seal Test Village Store. Everyone is talking about it. That is, everyone but Joan's bashful Romeo, Homer Clinker. We find him entering the store.
Hello, Homer.
Hello, vagabond lover. Oh, my head.
What's wrong, Homer? Don't you feel well?
Nope, I still got that cold.
The rainy season is here. Tell me, Homer, did you do what I told you? Did you drink a glass of milk after a hot bath?
Gosh, no. I had enough trouble drinking the bath.
Does Joan know you're sick?
Oh, sure, and she's been swell. Last night she held my hand and took my pulse.
Well, well, Joan's quite a little nurse.
Yeah, my pop thinks she's a little nurse, too.
Homer, you know you might lose Joan. She's entered a beauty contest, and if she wins, she'll probably go to a big city, like New York.
New York. Oh, gee, I was there once. Oh, that's a wild place.
Yeah, ain't it? Did you visit any nightclubs while you were there?
Oh, sure. I went to one of those places, and the music started to play, and then the girls came out with their dresses, that is, without their... Well, one of them had a...
My, you are a cut-up. What else did you see in New York?
Well, I visited Radio City, and I was a guest on Information, Please. I won $10, too.
Oh, you answered one of the questions?
Nope.
Then how did you win it?
Mr. Kiernan couldn't figure out what I was. Well, I gotta go now. My prize hen... I have to put my prize hen to bed. You know, she's pretty tired.
Tired?
Yeah, this morning she laid an egg that weighed 8 ounces.
Your hen laid an egg that weighed 8 ounces? That's remarkable.
Well, what's remarkable about it? What else could she do with it? Well, good night.
Well, Rudy, I got the posters hung all over town. Now, let's discuss a few details from a beauty contest.
Frankly, Sherman, I believe a beauty contest in this town just won't be a contest. Wait till you see my girlfriend, Shirley Ann. She's beautiful, charming, intelligent.
Oh, Shirley Ann, Shirley Ann. What's that dame got that I couldn't have lifted? To a point, too. And to prove it, I'm going right down to the beauty parlor and make myself beautiful.
Gad, woman, you'd better hurry. You've only got until tomorrow night.
Oh, Joan. Before you go, you'd better wait on the... Joan. Nothing's that funny. You'd better wait on the customer who just came in. Sherman, will you step into my office?
Why, sure.
Well, if it isn't Two-Ton Greenbacker. Hiya, Mrs. Greenbacker. What's new?
Nothing. Just housework and shopping. Shopping and housework. My dear, I'm in an awful rut.
Really? Shall I call a tow car? Well, say, if you're looking for excitement, why aren't you in a Ransom Sherman's beauty contest?
I intend to, my dear. I remember once when I was younger, I was in a beauty contest. I represented all the states in the Middle West.
You did? Well, that must have been before you got so lumpy around South Dakota. Well, what's on your mind today, Mrs. Greenbacker?
There's been one thing on my mind since the day I met my hero, Ransom Sherman. Oh, I must confess, since I first saw that man, I can't eat, I can't sleep.
Got no money, eh? Oh, yeah, he spoils my appetite, too.
Oh, Miss Davis, don't look now. But is that he coming?
I don't know, but if that's he coming, here's me going. I'll see you later.
Yes, Hello, and how are you this lovely?
Oh, Mr. Sherman.
I hope I'm not being too bold if I say I have never seen you looking prettier.
You haven't?
No, and it's high time you did something about it.
Oh, Mr. Sherman, you're such a scamp.
So am I.
You know, it would mean a lot to me if I won your beauty contest.
Yes?
It would mean a lot to you, too.
Well, really, I hadn't thought of entering myself.
Well, what I mean is, you see, I'm, I'm wealthy.
Oh.
I have loads of wheat stock, yes. Railroad stock, copper stock.
Well, that's what I like about you, Mrs. Greenbacker. You're such a stocky little thing.
Oh, Mrs. Sherman, I'm sure a clever man like you must have considerable wealth.
Well, taking cash on hand, real estate holdings, oil wells, I'd say I'm worth, easy.
Oh, Ransom, you're too.
We better get off the tracks. I think I hear the streamliner coming. Ah, Mrs. Greenbacker, you capture my heart. I feel poetic.
Oh, do you write poetry, too?
A fine question and well put. Here's a little poem I dashed off on the back of an old, unlicked postage stamp. I call this tired ode to a tired ode.
Oh.
Sit down, won't you?
Yes,
no, stand
thank you.
Up.
I will. Oh.
Give a man a horse he can sit by the side of the road by, a jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and a house by the side of a horse he can ride. By the side of a house, by a horse, and a loaf of bread in the backyard. A jug of horse by a house he can wine ride, and a loaf of road and the bread and the bread and the bread yard. But give me a horse I can ride in a house and a jug bread of house, and I'll make it the hard way. A jug of wine, a backyard, but the side of a loaf of bread I can jug ride, and let me be a friend to. Thank you.
Oh, Mr. Sherman. I feel a poem coming on, too.
Stifle it.
No. Oh, no. Roses are red, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, and you... Woo-hoo! Doodaloo!
What a dame. Still, she's wealthy. Oh, Rudy, I gotta dash away now, but I'll see you later.
Where are you going?
Gotta get out the bank before it closes. It's about Mrs. Greenbacker.
Oh, do you want to cash her check?
No, I want to check her cash. Toodaloo, that.
Hey, Rudy, now that we're alone, I'd like to...
But we're not alone. Here comes my Tootie Fruity, Shirley Ann.
Hello, Rudy.
Hello, Shirley.
Oh, Rudy, I'm so excited about the beauty contest, and I'm so glad you're going to be the judge. You're the perfect choice for it. So brilliant, so intelligent.
Yeah.
Well, I'm all ready to win the beauty contest, Rudy.
Oh, you're not going to win that contest, and I know the reason why.
Oh, tell me why, Miss Davis. Tell me. I'm all ears.
That's the reason you're not going to win it.
Oh, how can you say that? Why, when I was 16, I was elected queen of the town, the prettiest girl in Rocky Point.
I'll bet Rocky Point's a big town, too.
I'll bet it's a lighthouse.
And when they sent me to Atlantic City, I would have been named Miss America if those judges hadn't been prejudiced. They disqualified me on two technicalities.
Two technicalities? What were they?
Her face and her figure.
Joan.
Oh, I don't mind her, Rudy. Nothing else matters when you're here. Oh, Rudy Woody.
Yes, Shirley Whirly.
Whose little dreamboat are you?
Your little dreamboat. And whose little dreamboat are you?
Your little dreamboat.
Hand me a torpedo. I'm going to scuttle these two.
Joan, after I take Shirley Ann home, I'm coming back to have a little talk with you.
Oh, Rudy, I almost forgot. Mother asked me to bring home some ice cream raspberry tart.
Yes, I'll bring some tarts home. Are you sure it was your mother? It was your mother who asked you to mention those luscious, delicious Seal Test ice cream raspberry tarts that Seal Test dealers are featuring all during October?
Why, yes.
Well, come along. We'll get them over at the fountain, Shirley Whirly.
Coming, Rudy Woody.
Oh, nutsy wutsy. I'll never get any place with Rudy. I'll never get any man.
Hello, Joan.
No, Ransom, I don't know what to do. I've looked all over, and I just can't find a good man.
You look down in the dumps.
It's no use. I look there, too. Oh, I don't know why nobody loves me. I'm sweet and kind.
I know. Of course, you're sweet and kind, and please don't cry, Joan.
Well, I could make some man a good wife.
I know. Of course, Joan, you'd be a very fine wife.
And I love children.
Yeah, I know.
And I know we'd be happy forever and ever. Oh.
Ah, shut up.
Gee, I wonder what's going to happen. I wonder if I'll win this contest. I know what I'll do. I'll ask a fortune teller to tell me. To tell me? To tell me, little gypsy, what the future holds for me. Me? Me, 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 me. Me, 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 mo, mo, moo. Moo. Okay, fellas, now I'm in the mood. You know, folks, I went to a fortune teller once. She looked at my palm and said, why don't you wash your hands? No. She took one look at a crystal ball and said, I can see our past has been filled with men, love, and romance. And she took one look at my face and took it all back. Then I went to another fortune teller. She looked into the ball and said my future looked very black. Of course it did. The dope was looking into a bowling ball. Then I went to a mind reader. He predicted I'd marry a very handsome man. But the man I marry doesn't have to be handsome, or intelligent, or athletic, or strong, or active, or healthy. But it would be nice if he could breathe a little. You know, once I had my tea leaves read. The lady looked into the tea leaves, and she said she saw Robert Taylor. Gee, I went home that night and drank 40 cups of tea. And you know who I saw? Dr. Kildare. You know, I used to spell my first name J-O-A-N-E, but a numerologist told me I'd never be a success as long as I kept the E. So I jerked that E right out. A Jerky Davis, they used to call me. That's how the gypsy, a gyp, a me, a me, mat, mo, moo, moo.
Very touching story, Miss Davis, but I must get on with my plans for the beauty contest. I simply must check on every detail, no matter how minute.
And we'll use that minute for a brief pause for seal test identification. Here we go to all of those communities where seal test dairy products are sold. Ready? Valley's Seal Test Village store, Ransom Sherman's beauty contest is about to begin. In the meantime, Judge Rudy is entertaining the crowd with a beautiful song.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the one I used to know. Where the treetops glisten and children listen, it's better for me. In the snow, God damn these producers, I'm dreaming of a white, not a black, not a brown Christmas, with every Christmas card. May your day be and may all your Rosh Hashanahs be white. Cheers and applause.
All right, break it up. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to start the contest to select the lucky lady whose face will appear on the label of each and every jar of Sherman's Beauty Cream. And do you know what first prize will mean to the winner of this contest?
What?
Precisely. Now, here's another fact.
Sherman, please, let's get going.
Right you are. All contestants will be judged on beauty alone. There will be no attention paid to social standing, snobbery, or highfalutin.
Hi, Sherman.
How's Miss Falutin?
Fine, thanks.
Good.
Sherman, will you please get on with the contest and stop these hijinks?
Hi, Rudy.
How's Mrs. Jenks? Please, Sherman, get going.
Very well. The contest is about to commence. Now, who is our first contestant?
I am, Mr. Sherman.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Greenbacker. Ladies and gentlemen, our first contestant. In this corner, wearing purple trunks and weighing in at 225, including the bones this afternoon.
Sherman, I'll take over. Ladies and gentlemen, our next contestant, Miss Shirley Ann Mitchell.
Oh. Hello, Rudy Woody.
Hello, Shirley Whirling.
All right, Rudy.
Oh, yes, the measurement.
Hey, give me that tape measure. I'll measure this thing. My, my, what a large waist. 82 inches.
Joan, you're measuring the pot-bellied stove.
All right, now enough of this fiddle faddle. Let's have the measurements. Ankle?
18 inches.
Waist?
18.
Shoulders?
18.
Neck?
18.
Joan, what are you saying? Neck 18. That's impossible.
Are you kidding? I've seen you do it.
Well, never mind. Never mind. Don't measure any further. As judge of this contest, I hereby award first prize to Miss Shirley Ann Mitchell.
Hey, now, wait a minute. I haven't been judged yet. This thing's a fake.
Up, just a moment. We have a little surprise for you, Miss Davis. Go on, tell her, Rudy.
Well, Mr. Ransom Sherman of Sherman Beauty Corp, Inc., has planned all along that there would be two winners in this contest.
Right.
And Joanne, you are one of
Isn't
them.
Isn't that ducky?
Oh, hey, that's all right. Then you mean Sherman's going to put both Shirley's picture and my picture on his jars of beauty cream?
Precisely. Under your picture, it's going to say before, and under Shirley's, after.
Yeah. A soldier returning from the front line in the Philippines was asked if the men prayed while under fire. He replied, "Yes, we prayed. There are no atheists in the foxholes of Bataan." This week is National Bible Week in America. It is sponsored by men of all creeds who believe that America could never have come into being without a national consciousness of God. Men who believe that liberty dies when the Spirit of God departs. In this hour of desperate war, we are asked to reaffirm our faith in the God of our fathers. We are urged to read the Bible and to attend the church of our choice in order to strengthen the hearts of those who labor and wait at home and to bring comfort and courage to those who are defending this land with their lives on distant battlefronts.
Our fathers, God, to thee, Father of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might, great God.
Gil Lamb, Shirley Ann Mitchell, and I shall have the pleasure of welcoming an old comedy favorite of ours, a man whose tremendous success on the Broadway stage has kept him away from the Hollywood scene much too long, Arthur Treacher. Until then, this is Rudy Valley reminding you that ice cream is America's favorite dairy food and saying au revoir, hasta la vista, hasta la vego, hasta go someplace, semper paratus, and holy jeez.
Gil Lamb, who is Homer Clinker, appeared through the courtesy of Paramount Pictures. Seal Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of the National Dairy Products Corporation. This is John Lang speaking to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.